About 35 years ago, Provincetown poet Mary Oliver published a delightful poem titled The Truro Bear. It begins, "There's a bear in the Truro Woods. People have seen it, three or four, or two, or one." And it ends, "But when has happiness ever required much evidence to begin its leaf-green breathing?" The poem is, among other things, a mischievous ode to exuberant wishful thinking, but recently it appears that wildlife has imitated art. Over the past couple of weeks, numerous sightings, first in Sandwich, then in West Barnstable, and more recently in Dennis, have confirmed that, in fact, there are wild black bears, or at least a bear, on Cape Cod. We were surprised by this, some of us happily, others not so much, but we shouldn't be. After all, for the last several decades, we've received evidence over and over again that, as far as wildlife is concerned, nature has its own agenda. During that period, we've seen not just the return of several species that, like the bear, were eliminated from the Cape long ago, but the appearance of numerous other creatures that had almost never been recorded here. Since the 1960s, for instance, several formerly rare bird species, among them titmice, cardinals, cattle egrets, and turkey vultures, have become common nesters here. More recently, wild turkeys have not only returned to the Cape after an absence of nearly 200 years, but have become so abundant that the National Seashore this year established a hunting season on them. This increase in wild species has not been limited to birds. Harbor seals, which 40 years ago were only common here during the winter months, have since become abundant year-round residents. Shortly after, the more northerly gray seals showed up, and now outnumber harbor seals in many places. In recent years, breeding hooded seals and even harp seals, species almost never found this far south, have landed on our shores. And there have been ripple effects as well, most noticeably the increasingly frequent appearance in summer of great white sharks, who have found favorable hunting among these increased herds of seals. And then there are the land mammals, of which the bear is but the latest example. The now common opossum made its first appearance here in the 1970s. Most dramatically, perhaps, the coyote has established itself as an integral part of the Cape's ecosystem in the last 25 years or so. And beyond that, the recent appearance of such previously unheard-of species as pine martens and fisher cats shows us that nature is not done with this increasingly manicured and fragmented land. Will those persistent rumors of Pamet pumas one day prove to be more than wishful thinking? Who knows? Perhaps even wolves. Oh, wait, I forgot. DNA analysis of our so-called coyotes suggests that they may, in fact, have a lot of wolf blood in them. This parade of new and self-reestablished species over the past several decades should disabuse us of one of our most stubborn modern misconceptions about nature. As we've increasingly dominated the biosphere, we've imagined that wildlife cowers abjectly in ever-shrinking recesses and dark corners of a man-dominated world, waiting there in passive acceptance for us to deliver either the final coup de grace or a humanitarian reprieve. But nature, it seems, has a mind of her own and will assert and reassert herself despite our best efforts to keep her down. If we haven't already accepted that, then this new, dark, large-shouldered, lumbering, ursine shadow moving through our suburban forests should finally do the trick. There's a bear on Cape Cod, heading east. Think of that.